music gets up close and personal. Spend some time in the country and get to know our guests. Spend some time in the country where the music's the best. The latest news and memories, two great stories that get told.
Langley, B.C. country duo Robin and Riley Gillespie will release their first full-length album on July 17th. At the 2012 British Columbia Country Music Awards, they were nominated for the Horizon Award, as well as Group or Duo of the Year. Lots to talk about and songs to play with Robin and Riley. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
How's it going?
Hello there. Great to have you back. The last time we talked was September of 2011. A lot has happened since then.
Yeah, quite a bit has happened. I mean, we finished our album. It used to be a 5-song EP, so that's pretty exciting.
That is indeed, and we're going to share some songs from it. I was just at your website, robinandriley.com, earlier, and I was looking again at the time when you heard your song, You Make Me Stutter, the first song of yours you heard on the radio, and the reaction was incredible from you guys.
Yeah, you know, it was quite an exciting time. And we actually released a new single. It's called Just Another Sundown. And so that's on the radio now. And our reaction was just the same hearing the second song on there.
Yeah.
We just recorded a music video for that, filmed the music video, and that was a lot of fun. It's actually funny because when we heard Stutter on the radio for the first time, we were actually in a lineup to go into the States. And everybody was staring at us because we were screaming so loud. Or like, they thought, oh my gosh, like, what's happening in that car over there?
It's one of those moments you don't forget, right? It's such a buildup. You work so hard for it, and then you're actually hearing yourselves on the radio. It's a thrill, and as you said, it's just as much a thrill the second time around.
Yeah, it really is. And you know what? Even the first time we ever got to record an original song, that was amazing, hearing it for the first time recorded. Yeah, and then hearing it on the radio again. It's amazing. It's phenomenal. It's almost like a relief. we finally can hear it. We think, oh my gosh, we're hearing this right now. That means there's other people hearing this right now.
That's right.
And they probably don't even know who we are.
That's right, and then they get to know who you are once they hear that song and others to follow. We're going to talk more about Just Another Sundown as well as the video and how much fun you guys had making it. First of all, congratulations on those two nominations, the British Columbia Country Music Association, the Horizon Award you were up for. You were also up for Group or Duo of the Year. Those are pretty big awards to be up for so early in your career, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that was a really cool thing, for sure.
Now, was it pretty cool just being at the awards along with the nominations and getting to hang out with fellow BC artists and mingle with them and maybe learn a bit about the business that way?
Yeah, it's so awesome. And we love, like, getting to watch all of the other fellow artists on their journey as well. It's a big learning experience for us. And just meeting them all and, like, having them as friends and, like, just people that we can look up to in the industry is really cool. And everybody's
right.
So nice, too. So very welcoming. This is Robin cutting in. It is like a big movie there. And we actually had a chance last year at the awards show to play with John Higgins from The Higgins. That
nice.
Was cool. We played some people some songs.
Very nice. And I guess it's always good when you're playing those songs, especially in front of a crowd of your peers, and getting the feedback or the applause or whatever reaction you're getting, that's got to be a big thrill.
Oh, definitely. It's, they accept us and they help us and we help them and they're showing us the way, kind of.
For sure, yeah. There's a lot you can learn from those other artists who, you know, might be an album or two ahead of you. Now, it's the full-length album coming July 17th. You've self-titled it. Was there a debate there what to call it? It's called Robin and Riley, which is very fitting. Any other choices or titles you were throwing around?
Well, everybody had an idea, but then when it came down to it, we're just like, it's Robin and Riley. That's the name of it. You know?
Right.
We didn't really have a word or a couple words that described it. So we just thought, that's kind of who we are, so we might as well name the title ourselves.
That sums it up.
Yeah,
it's almost like you're... It's almost like your parents knew one day you'd be a singing duo because Robin and Riley has such a nice ring to it.
You think so? Thank you. Sometimes we thank our parents for naming us something that kind of goes together. Like,
yeah, but
the spelling's weird.
Yeah, and that's hard for people. But we both start with an R, so it's kind of cool. And a couple years ago, we played with the band. Everybody's name started with an R. We thought that was kind of cool.
That is really cool. That's fun. When you were choosing the songs for this album, how tough was it? Because there's our songs that not only you wrote, but we've got a Taylor Swift co-write on there, Kathleen Higgins, Stephen Lee Olsen. How did you go about narrowing down the song selection?
Well, I wrote 8 of the songs, so 8 of them are originals. 7.
Right.
7, sorry. And, you know, we had to sort through those carefully, too. I mean, I have stacks of songs, like just papers and papers of original music, and it had to go through the family, through the management, and they're like family, too, through our friends, and everybody. Yeah, we basically weeded out the ones that we needed to have on that album, and it was a close call for some of them, and then we decided that, you know, we wanted to bring other writers in there. But it was actually funny because when we did it in the studio where we actually figured out, like, which songs that we wanted.
Right.
Everybody wrote down the top 5 that they needed to have on the album. And everybody actually had very similar, like, they were almost all exactly the same. So it was really hard coming down to that, like, part of it because there were so many songs that we had to sort through to get down to the top 5. And then, so it was easy after that because everybody knew, oh, this one has to be on there for sure. Oh, this one goes with that really great. So it was easy after that.
So those 7 songs you wrote, Robin, were any of those co-writes or were they all written by you?
Those were all written by me, but the ones that we brought in from other writers, it was actually really cool because you can actually go to a company and kind of do a song shopping and you sort through their songs and see what ones we like. And we found 3 of them that we absolutely loved and we knew they'd fit well on our album. And of course they were sung by different people at the time. So, you know, we had to picture it the way we would do it and how we would sound. And we had these 3 songs and we fell in love with them. We decided, yeah, we're going to have them on the album. And one of them, the demo, we decided sounded a lot like Taylor Swift. And it turns out it was her singing the song that she wrote. And we're like, wow, that's so cool. One of the songs we chose was actually written by Taylor Swift. And then,
that's amazing.
We have the other one, Lee Olsen and also Kathleen Higgins.
Well, that's great that the other 2 writers, of course, Taylor Swift is a huge writer and star. We all know her. But the other 2 are great Canadian artists and writers, so that was great. You got that Canadian content on there.
Yeah, I agree completely, yeah.
You know, because they're great. Of course, Higgins, from the Higgins family, and Stephen Lee Olsen, an artist in his own right. Did you know when you were listening to all 3, you said you recognized Taylor's voice, but did you know who the writers were on the songs when you were listening to those demos?
Yeah, we ended up knowing that it was Stephen Lee Olsen, but Kathleen Higgins actually personally pitched us Stop Me, the song that she wrote for the album. So we know her.
Very cool. That's very exciting. So that's the songs on the album. Now you're working with your producers who are your managers as well, David Wills and Paul Shadow, 2 great guys. Talk about working with them and just how much they've shaped your career up to this point.
Well, I mean, when we first started, like, actually doing shows, that's when we met David Wills and Paul Shadow. They came up to us and they said they were really interested, and then that turned into us visiting their studio a couple times and getting to know each other. And then, honestly, working with them has shaped our career so much because before we met them, we had never even been in a studio. I couldn't tell you how to make up a song or how to do any of that. And being with them has actually put us through what felt like vocal lessons. Like, doing, like, recording with them, they want everything to be so perfect, and I think that's awesome, because you want songs like that you are recording to be perfect. You want it to be the best it can be, and they're really, really great for that, and we're happy that
we have them part of our team.
Yeah, you want a producer who's going to push you and know your limits and know, I mean, and know as how good you can be so that they don't just settle for a good performance, but they get a great performance out of you.
Exactly, absolutely. Yeah, and they really do. You know, they teach us a lot. I mean, David Wills has been in the business forever. He was actually in the band Stone Bowl from the 80s, and he still is. They still go out and perform, and he's still a performer.
And he rocks.
He's unbelievable.
Yeah. He's so
not small, but he's so small that it looks, you wouldn't even think that he would have that great of a show. But when you go watch him, he makes himself look so much bigger because he is such a great performer, and we really look up to him for that.
That is awesome. Well, let's turn to a song from the album now. We talked about it earlier, Just Another Sundown. When we come back, we'll talk about shooting the video for it. But tell us a bit about the song and the inspiration behind it.
For Just Another Sundown?
Yes.
Yeah, that song was the one written by Stephen Lee Olson. And, you know, the album kind of revolves around the ideas of love and heartbreak. And that one just fits so perfectly because it has both of those in the song, love and heartbreak. You know, somebody is gone and leaving, but it talks about how much you love each other and how a sundown is just another sundown when they're gone, you know?
Wow, that's beautiful. And was it? It's one of those songs, as soon as you heard it, you knew it was one you had to record?
Oh, yeah, for sure. And it was funny because in the demo, it was a man singing it, of course. It was Stephen Lee Olson.
Right.
And so we had to picture it a little bit to see how it would sound for two females singing it. And I think it works out nicely.
And it's cool because the song fit in so well to our album. And we didn't even plan it to be that way. It's just the way that Robin writes, and it just honestly fit like a puzzle piece.
Isn't that awesome when the pieces come together like that? And that's just terrific. Well, let's share the song now. It's called Just Another Sundown. This is Robin and Riley on In the Country.
That's all I think about. Moments with you.
And that is Just Another Sundown from my guests, Robin and Riley. It's the current single. There's also a video for that from their self-titled full-length album, which is coming out on July 17th. You can head to their website, robinandriley.com, to learn more about them and to get a link to get that album. Well, very exciting. It's a very radio-friendly, great song to listen to. Let's talk about the shooting the video. Maybe, Riley, tell us the best part, the most fun part about shooting Just Another Sundown video.
Honestly, for me, it has to be the acting part of it, because I also do acting too. So to be able to do both at the same time was incredible. I felt right in my element, and it also the support. Everybody who showed up there, they didn't have to show up there. He did, and it was for us, and it made us feel very, very supported, and it made us feel good, and it was so awesome.
And what's the most challenging part of shooting this video or any video? What do you find is the part that's the toughest?
Well, there's two things that stand out to me right away. One is, you know, we're making it look like summer, and it's not summer, and it's freezing, and we have to wear a little jacket. Okay,
right.
That's the main one for sure, and I don't like being cold. But the second one is, you know, it's kind of filmed in a slow motion kind of way where everything looks all dreamy, and in order to make it appear like that on screen, you have to do it twice as fast. You have to play the song, sing the song. Yeah, I know. We sounded like chipmunks. It was funny because everybody who has never, seen a music video be done before, they were all, the looks on their faces were so funny because they're like, is this a joke? Yeah, are you sure it's going to turn out though? Yeah. But the director of the music video, Gene Greenwood, with Sport and Puppy Productions, he really knows what he's doing. I mean, that man is such a genius. And we thought he was absolutely crazy when he wanted us to sing it three times.
He is, but
that. Yeah. And he can know that we said that.
There you go, Gene Greenwood, the director. That's pretty amazing, like you said, when you're doing that. It's one of those things you're doing on the set, and other people are kind of wondering what's going on. And yet, when we watch the video, the effect turns out the way it should. So that's a good feeling.
It is. It's really cool. When we first saw the video, we were astounded. You know, it looked so cool, and we were really happy. That's us. You know, we've seen music videos before, and ours is right up there in my mind, I think.
Must be pretty cool to see yourselves in a music video. Like you said, you've seen tons of them, and it's obviously, when you see them, it's, you know, oh, well, it's Taylor Swift, or it's Miranda Lambert, or it's, you know, somebody on a big scale. Well, now it's the two of you. It must feel pretty cool to see yourself in a music video.
Yeah, it does feel really cool, but I think for anybody who's watching something that they did or listening to something they did, they're always, very critical about it.
But
when we are watching, your first video, we're just thinking, oh, my gosh, she's so good. Oh, this is unbelievable. And to watch her own, we're like, oh, I shouldn't have worn that lip color. Oh, my gosh, I shouldn't have put powder on. Or you're really critical about yourself. But then when it comes down to it, you're really proud of yourself, too, that you got to accomplish that.
Now, what about cover songs that you do, as far as songs we would know, the big hit songs? Do you do any of those in your shows, and what would the songs be?
We do. You know, the first cover song we ever learned was by the Dixie Chicks. It was Cowboy Take Me Away. Dixie Chicks was one of the major bands we listened to all through our childhood and everything. Also, Miranda Lambert. She is killer awesome. And we sing some of her songs, like White Liar. We sing
Over
New
You.
Strings, Over You. She comes out with great music. Also, Sarah Evans, Steps in the Bucket. That's something we've been singing for a long time, as well as
nice.
Long Time Gone, Missy Chicks. And I'm trying to get Robin to do a few more pop songs or 80s music, because I'm in love with 80s music.
You love the 80s, eh?
Oh, yeah, love it. Like, REO Speedwagon, OMG.
Oh.
I can't get into her car anymore. She's like, oh, hey, Robin, you want to come with me to Tim Hortons really quick?
And I'll be like, are you going to play 80s music the whole way there and back? No.
That's hilarious. There is a lot of great 80s music. I mean, you mentioned REO Speedwagon, Can't Fight This Feeling, a great song from them. It'd be kind of cool to bring, you know, Robin and Riley's spin to an 80s song.
Oh, it will happen. Trust me. If I have anything to do with it, it will happen. Love music or not. Well, I mean, are you requesting that we learn Can't Fight This Feeling?
Yeah, I'd love to hear that one. Specifically.
You know what's really funny? Is that any of the radio, like, contests, like, they're like, oh, call in now, the 10th caller, this is this. Okay, well, I like to call in to JRFM because I listen to them a lot. And 107.1, JRFM was doing a contest, and they said something on the radio about REO Speedwagon coming to Vancouver. And I, like, flipped out, and I called them, and I was like, did you guys actually just say that REO Speedwagon's coming to Vancouver? And they're like, yeah. And they started singing that can't fight this feeling anymore. And they're like, come on, sing along with me. So I sang. And then as soon as I hung up the phone, it was played on air.
Oh, my goodness. How cool is that?
It was pretty cool.
That is an awesome story. Let's turn back to the album now. I want to play this song that Taylor Swift co-wrote, and you mentioned earlier that she was singing on the demo that you heard, that you listened to when you decided to record the song for your album, and it's called This Is Really Happening. What is it about this song that you love so much that you wanted to record?
You know, it really fits into our album and what we're trying to put out there for sound. And, you know, it fits into the love and heartbreak and all of that. This, you know what, this one is one of the, actually, it's the slowest song on the album. It's really sweet and it's easy to listen to, too. We took her demo and we actually made it faster than how she had it. So the version you'll hear is the faster version, which still is really slow. And we took the song, we made it our own, but still, you know, you can still tell it was a Taylor Swift song.
I think that's really cool that you took what you heard and instead of just doing it exactly as it was, some people might think, well, it's Taylor Swift, she knows what she's doing. But you were, you know, brave enough to put a spin on it that you felt would work better for the two of you.
Yeah, well, thank you. We do make it our own and the harmonies add a whole different level to it. In her demo that she did, she didn't have any harmonies, and Riley sings harmony in this song, and it just really adds that other level. We always try to bring our own personalities into every song that we sing, whether it's a cover, whether it's a co-write, whether it's an original. So
nice. Let's share the song now. This is Robin and Riley, and the song is called This Is Really Happening. It's going to be part of their album they are releasing on July 17th. Here it is on In the Country.
Beneath the chandelier of stars and atmosphere, tangled like the roots on the ground. The wind is open, the wind is blowing, and we're both not making a sound. It's like I'm melting on into you. Give me a reason why we should ever move and tear. Take my eyes off you. Tell me,
And that is a beautiful song from my guests joining me on the line from Langley, B.C., sister country duo Robin and Riley. The song is This Is Really Happening, and a great addition to the album. It sounds really nice.
Thank you so much.
Now, when did the two of you first start singing together to the point where you decided you were going to continue to do this and do what you're doing today?
Just yesterday.
Oh my goodness.
We've been singing together, like actually trying to make something out of it, I would say for about 5.5-6 years.
Right.
I mean, we've always both knew that we wanted to be singers. We didn't know it was going to be together. We both started in school, in the school choirs and musicals and ukulele and all the musical stuff in elementary school. And then we both sang, but it was never together until we would sing around the campfire at our grandparents' house, and we would start singing it together. And then one day we were at our house, and I was singing in one room, and Robin was singing in another, and I started harmonizing to what she was singing. And my parents were like, you guys need to sing together. You sound really good. And we're like, really? I don't know. And then, our whole family was encouraging us, and then we just kind of thought, we might as well listen to them. And so we haven't really looked back since.
That is really interesting to hear how that it just began almost accidentally. Sisters, of course, so we figured you'd probably, you know, sisters usually sing well together, but you had that moment that that started the path.
Yeah. I started writing songs when I was like 12, 13 years old, and Riley started harmonizing to them, and it really made them better.
That's amazing. And I wanted to ask you, Robin, about the songwriting process. And maybe let's start with the first song or the first couple of songs when you started writing. What was it about writing a song that, got you excited and made you want to write one?
Well, the first song I ever wrote was called Teddy Tea Party. And it was about my best friend at the time and all about her. Well, her parents were actually going through a divorce. So I kind of wrote a verse about that and how I'd always be there for her. And that was what that song was called, about wishing how we could go back to Teddy Tea Parties when I wasn't 13. I was 7 years old with her, right?
Wow.
And, yeah, that's
pretty
how that
deep.
Started.
And when you sit down to write a song, are you coming at it with something that has inspired you? I mean, in that case, it did. Inspired you before you're writing, or do you ever sit down and you can get an idea to come to you by, some songwriting trick?
Well, you know what? It's all of my songwriting is inspired from real life events, memories, friends' experiences, all that kind of stuff. I was studying in high school. We were learning about war, and we watched a video, and it really sat with me, and I had to write a song about it. It's called Pass Me My Boots, and, some songs come from anywhere and everywhere at any time.
If you were to have an opportunity to write a song for anybody out there, any artist, from any genre, not just the country genre, who would you like to pitch a song to and hope to have it recorded by, Robin?
Miranda Lambert.
For nice.
Sure. Yeah, I would, her songs are so fun, so powerful and raunchy. And, I would even say that I want to co-write a song with her because she just seems so fun. She's so real. She's so herself. And, I'd love to be part of it.
That would be cool. Now, when I was listening back to a bit of our interview the last time around, September 2011, you guys, when I asked you about duet partners, someone to sing with, the name that came up was Hunter Hayes. And, of course, he's gone on to become a huge star, but he was on his way at that point. Storm Warning was out and Wanted, I think, had just started to hit, or at least it was on his album. Are you still big Hunter Hayes fans?
I've kind of moved on to Keith Urban. Oh, my God. Okay. This is Robin speaking, and yes, I have his entire album on my iPhone, and I
right.
listen to it all the time. But I kind of feel like we can't like the same guy, So I'm kind of thinking,
oh my goodness.
So we can't fight over it, right?
That's an interesting point. You're right. You choose different guys. That's hilarious. So we've got Keith Urban and Hunter Hayes. Anybody else in that mix?
Keith Urban, Hunter Hayes, and I mean Miranda Lambert, like we said. But for gentlemen, I would say definitely Ron Paisley. He's an amazing guitarist. He writes phenomenal music. I mean, if you listen to the lyrics of all the songs, they're so smart. And did we mention Keith Urban?
We'll put him down twice.
Okay.
Everybody's, that seems to be a big favorite of all the ladies on the show. They always mention Keith's name.
That's funny. Yeah, we hear his name everywhere, too. He's just, you know, a well-known, very attractive singer, songwriter.
Hey, we already decided you're Hunter Hayes, I'm Keith.
Yeah, you can't talk that way about Keith.
Yeah, exactly.
Go ahead.
Sorry? Oh, no, I was going to mention Florida Georgia Line.
Oh, yeah. Their big hits on Cruise?
Yeah, Cruise, and I actually recently went to their concert, and I'm even more in love now.
You can't have three boyfriends.
No, only two, your brother.
No, but you already have Hunter Hayes.
That's hilarious. That's hilarious. We're keeping score here and having a lot of fun. We got another song of yours coming up as well called Perfect Date, which might even tie into this conversation here. But before we get to the song, I want to ask you both, we'll start with you, Rob, and then move on to Riley, about your musical influences. We kind of talked about duet partners there, but who are the artists that when you were growing up and still to this day you look up to, maybe would like to have a career like, you know, that kind of thing, your musical heroes out there, starting with you, Robin.
Definitely the Dixie Chicks, because when we were young, we started with them, right? That's the first song I learned. Also, Miranda Lambert, for just being so awesome. Her songs are amazing. Nickelback, also. I know it's quite strange, it's a different genre, but honestly, Chad Kroeger, he analyzes all of the hit songs, figures out in his head why they're hit songs, and he writes the songs. With all of those facts.
Interesting.
Yeah, also, I mean, Shania Twain and Dolly Parton. You know, those are legends, right?
Oh, yeah. And both great songwriters.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, what about you, Riley?
I would have to start out probably with Taylor Swift. I really look up to her because I feel like what she's doing with the writing of her songs and her being able to grow with her fans, and her fans grow with her, because she's starting out writing these songs about love and about everyday experiences and all this different emotions and feelings that she's going through that every other girl, whether they want to admit it or not, are also going through. So it's a really great thing to look up to, and I just really admire her for that. And also Miranda Lambert, because she has this attitude that you need to have to be in this industry to be able to be successful, because you can't really worry about what everybody's saying about you, whether you're having a baby named Kanye West or their little baby coming up, or they all this trash that people talk about. You have to learn to like get it out of your head, because it shouldn't matter. What should matter is where you want to be, what you want to do, and that's for us is music. So that's all we're going to focus on. And I really look up to Miranda Lambert for having that attitude.
Well, that's great. Those are some great influences and artists to look up to. Let's turn to another song from the album. Your album, self-titled, Robin and Riley, is going to be released on July 17th. That's coming up very soon. At quite an exciting time. The song we're going to turn to now is called Perfect Date. What can you tell us about this song?
Perfect Date is possibly going to be our next single. So, we're really excited about that one. That's one of our favorite songs to sing because it's something that we want to listen to. You know, it's something that I would crank in my car, even if I didn't write it. And
You know, I'm not really tooting my own horn, but that is one of my songs I've ever written.
Right, great. It's great to be proud of what you've done. That's super.
Well, thank you.
And where did you get the idea from? It's a great title, too, Perfect Date.
Okay, well, thank you. I just happened to really like Big Old Truck. And, you know, I was thinking to myself, what my perfect date would be. And I started writing, you know, about what kind of girl I was and how the date would go, you know, like the first line in the song is, I'm the type of girl who likes riding shotgun, you know? So that would be, you know, if we were doing a music video, I'd be riding shotgun in a big old truck with my date.
Nice.
Yes.
Some special guests in that video. That's great. And as I'm thinking about the song, a great campaign when you release this song would maybe a radio contest would be the Perfect Date contest, and you could get other people's, you know, listeners' input into that, prize packages, whatever. Just an idea I'm throwing out there.
That's an
awesome
idea. Yeah.
You know, it just sounds like tailor-made for a contest.
Definitely. I want to call David right now. David and Paul, hey, guys, what do you think of this idea?
That's awesome. Well, we're going to share the song now, Robin and Riley, and then we're going to come back and wrap things up. But let's listen to this song, which will be part of the full-length album coming out very soon from Robin and Riley, Get Set for Perfect Date on In the Country.
Perfect day.
Another great song from my guest joining me on the line from Langley, B.C. It is Robin and Riley. Their full-length self-titled album is coming out in July. That song is called Perfect Date, and it's a terrific, fun song. I love it, and it's a great choice for the next single.
Thank you so much.
Wow.
Yeah, we're really excited to release that one following just Another Sundown. We think people might take to it.
I think they might as well. It sounds great. It had me sort of clapping my hands along, whatever, you know, going to the beat. Love it. And so thanks so much for being back on the show. It's great to have both of you, Robin and Riley. I wish you all the best of luck with the album when it comes out and all the shows you're doing this summer.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having us, Dave.
It has been my pleasure once again. Again, the website is robinandriley.com, and that self-titled album coming out July 17th. I'm Dave Woods, and that'll wrap up this edition of In the Country.